Hello everybody, I'm George McMyland. Thanks for coming to my channel. So I'm now going to talk about Manchesterism. Andy Burnham is a shoo-in to become Prime Minister. It's mathematically impossible for any other Labour MP to be nominated because he's got so many nominations, nobody else can be nominated. He just needs a couple of Labour-affiliated trades unions or socialist societies to nominate him, and that is virtually certain. So close on the 16th, he's going to be Prime Minister. Keir Starmer might stay on to the 20th of July, they're saying. So Andy Burnham, a Labour MP, represented a constituency near Manchester, now representing Makerfield, again just outside Manchester, and was the mayor of Greater Manchester for 10 years. So Andy Burnham's been talking about Manchesterism, but he's proved himself to be an ignoramus again. Because if you look back, what is Manchesterism? Well, that is an ideology of the 19th century. It's really... capitalism. There's a 19th century right-wing ideology propounded by well-known MPs from that area, such as John Bright, Richard Cobden, people who grew out of the Anti-Corn Law League and so forth. They wanted free trade, get rid of tariffs. So protectionism was something the Conservatives talked about. Now you might say, well, that's a bit like rejoining the European Union, which has got tariffs in other parts of the world. So they believed in laissez-faire, laissez-passer. They were minarchists. And so they say that the government should keep its meddling hands out of business and our public affairs and just let these businesses go. No more hyper-regulation, no more so-called workers' rights. If you don't like the situation in this organization, work for another one or set up your own company. This is what we say. Businesses know how to run businesses better than anybody else. And we can't have all this employer's liability to be sued to kingdom come and rules about health and safety and stuff like that. If you want to provide health and safety equipment, you do it at your own expense and limiting working hours and minimum wage and stuff like that. Now, I don't completely agree with Manchesterism. I think that's going too far. But it's better to have many jobs and not many rights than the other way around, because it makes it almost impossible to employ people. As the late Alan Greenspan said, they can't fire people, they won't hire people. Every new person you take on is a risk. And then we can't get rid of this person because, you know, the right not to be unfairly dismissed will go from kicking from day one. The right to not to be discriminated against kicks in from day one. Everyone claims they're discriminated against. Everyone claims they're sexual harassment. We can't have any office parties because of that, because people don't feel completely comfortable or welcome. Well, obviously, some people do. People get to be called racists or homophobes or whatever. They don't feel comfortable. Some people already are racists, but they're human beings, too. So do they not have rights? Some people really are homophobic. I'm not. But they have rights too. So you see how hypocritical it is, how discriminatory it is, and so forth. So it makes everything more expensive by having this regulation, this red tape, these civil servants is depriving us of our choices. So it's libertarian Manchesterism. So we must have free markets, and that is the best way to produce high quality goods and services at a lower cost, not state ownership. They wanted minimal taxation. They didn't want welfare. There's no law against charity. If you wish to donate to the needy, nobody's stopping you, and you can eliminate pauperism that way. So be a good Samaritan. So the government is not a charity, should not be handing out benefits. People with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, hundreds of thousands of them now on benefits with no obligation ever to seek work. So ADHD, that means that if you find something boring, you find it boring. Well, da-dums, get over yourself, get real, get out there. Maybe you really do have the ADHD. You're going to have to try and control it. And I know some people have got a lower boredom threshold than others. So why should anybody work? Because everybody finds things boring, an ever-growing burden, crushing the life out of those of us who work for a living, and handouts to those who refuse to work. What child? So free childcare for parents who don't work, but they've got the time to look after their children. So it was very generous to be very easily generous with other people's money. So disincentivizing the dynamic and just making being on benefits a career. That's Labour's payroll vote. And everybody's disabled, physically disabled, mentally disabled. We're all so pathetic. We all can't cope. We all have to throw up our hands. Somebody else has got to deal with it. Somebody else has got to provide for us. We have a right to benefits. That's going to be the family business. Yeah, it can be a career on benefits. That's what he's all about. So Manchesterism is about a limited government, less governmental activity, letting money fructify in the hands of the people. It's the people's money, not the government's money. The government's got to take as little as possible, only spend what's absolutely necessary. The government has certain essential duties in terms of the army, the Royal Navy. The RAF didn't exist back then. Maybe policing, courts, prisons, legislation. But, you know, That's about it. Now, I don't agree with 19th century Manchesterism. I do want publicly funded healthcare, publicly funded education. But now Burnham believes that really the government should control every tiny facet of your life, should interfere into everything, what you eat and what you say and what you think and the media you view, even if you're an adult, and whether you smoke and things like that. We're not allowed to make these choices for ourselves. There's going to be state censorship of the media to help the left even more. It's terrible. This is dictatorial. So they were all about individualism, about, you know, the little battalions. You join a charity or a church or whatever, and these will provide the solutions. It's not for the state. The state's got a limited ability to do good and an unlimited ability to do harm. Try and maintain the peace, partly just for moral reasons. We don't want to kill people unless unavoidable. It's bad economically, and boosting commerce between nations will ensure that there's peace. So that's it. It's Manchesterism. He's the opposite. Now he wants, okay, more government devolved to the English regions, not just to Ulster, North Britain and Mid-Britain. But he wants, obviously, more investment. They never call it spending, by the state in housing, infrastructure projects, transport. Obviously, we're extremely inefficient at infrastructure projects in these countries. Housing, well, why not leave it to the market? And we could say, we're able to get over this idea, every child gets his or her own bedroom. No, you're going to have to share a bedroom, two siblings, maybe even three. Yeah, and I sometimes families, and I still think, how about, you know, two families share a four-bedroom house or something? And have, you know, all the girls in this room, all the boys in this room, and the two sets of parents in different bedrooms. And there's economies of scale like that. So, the state has to do everything for you. You should never do anything for yourself. No self-reliance. I'm back to that Victorian respectability. He wants more local government, but then he should allow taxes to vary. And we can advocate for lower taxation, no more of these statutory duties. He wants statutory duties. So there's a little point because local government is really administering what Westminster tells them to do. So he wants public-private partnerships, not necessarily a bad thing, so-called social democracy. So the government should actively shape the economy. Well, has been proven to be not very successful. Okay, extending the B network transport system. He did have subsidized buses, and I've got to say in some ways that is a good thing because I'm not a free market fundamentalist and I'm not completely doctrinaire. He thinks that local government, Greater Manchester, for example, should control some health and public service responsibilities. I'm agnostic on that one. So-called levelling up, that the poorer areas should get as rich as the richer areas and the more affluent should subsidise the less so. Why don't the less affluent work harder then? And the thing is, Manchester is way more afforded by a house than in London. So in some ways, they're better off and it's less crowded and so on. I'm not completely against the wealthier parts of the United Kingdom subsidising the less wealthy because I believe in the oneness of the United Kingdom. What say you? Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. And let's strive for the original Manchesterism rather than Andy Burnham's ghastly, oppressive, exploitative ideology. That really is social injustice. A massive scale redistribution of wealth from the hardworking to the indolent. Goodbye.